I don't know. I wouldn't say that now I'm happier. It's not like a magic trick. I think that everybody is happy. We just don't know it because we just don't think about it. We live in a hurry. We don't think about good things that are around us. But once we stop for a while, once we sit down and maybe with a cup of tea and think about for a few minutes about something good, what we have, then yeah, then you will realize that you are actually happy. Like you don't need like big things in your life, but some small things like, you know, sun is shining, you are alive, you have a cup of tea. Like this is good. This is happiness in your life. Such a quiet, nice moment that you can appreciate.
Hi Gratitude Seeker, today's episode is sponsored by Lumen, the first handheld device that can measure your metabolism in a single breath to tell you what fuel source your body is using for energy, fats, or carbs. Lumen's device and app provides you with personalized daily meal recommendations to help you reach your weight, nutrition, or fitness goals, and has been scientifically validated. If you want to check out how you can hack your metabolism today, visit lumen.me. Use the code gratitude25 to get $25 off at lumen.me.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. This is, again, a different type of episode. It's a special episode with celebrating someone who is practicing gratitude constantly. And we are tracking this in Justin Sebastian's app, 365 Gratitude. And today with me, we have Michaela Morales Ramirez. And I'm really happy to have her here with us and hopefully share some things that will inspire you to take on this gratitude habit as well. Michaela, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much, Georgian, for having me here tonight, or for you today. As I told you, I'm right now in the United States and the time is a little bit late hour. It's 11 p.m. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity, for the invitation, and for, you know, just for spending a nice evening with you.
Definitely. I'm really happy that you accepted our invitation, and I'm always really happy to be talking with people that are practicing gratitude. And also for me, it's very interesting. Like your background is very interesting, that you are originally from Europe and you moved to the States. And I think it's something really interesting for people who make bold moves like these. We get to experience a different kind of life, and I'm really curious on how that was for you and how it impacted your gratitude practice.
Yeah, it's I must agree with you. It's something what really changes your life, because I have spent in Europe probably 30 years, but you know, I met a guy, I married him, we started a family. And then I immigrated to United States because he's American. So now I ended up in California, and we are having a nice time, a nice life here. And I've been practicing gratitude. As you said, I'm a member of 365's Gratitude app, and I started practicing gratitude just, I don't know, a few months before I immigrated to the States. So, of course, I went through the immigration process, which took some time. And yeah, I had a lot of time to practice my gratitude and just being positive about everything, about my new life here and so on.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I think it's in, especially in times of change, having a gratitude practice is amazing. Like you have something like an emotional baseline to fall back on whenever things might get challenging. And I think that's beautiful. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Czech Republic, and if you had some I don't know, some things that you were taught about gratitude. And I'm really curious to look into different cultures from around the world and what they teach about gratitude, or even if they teach anything.
Probably because now I have countries to compare, and of course I miss Czech Republic, and of course I find some positive things and some negative things about each country. But now when I'm living in United States, I'm so grateful actually that I came from Czech Republic, because now when I'm out of Czech Republic, now I really can appreciate what I haven't seen before. How amazing, for example, healthcare system is in Czech Republic. I took it for granted, but now after I moved to USA and saw how the healthcare system is here, now I really, I'm saying to people, like, you really don't know what you have there, and so on, you know. Yeah. Now I can see those differences. So yeah, I'm really grateful that the healthcare system is so great in Czech Republic and in Europe in general. Or I don't know how about in Romania, but in Czech Republic it's really awesome, like everything. Even because now I'm a mother of a 2-year-old baby.
And congratulations.
thank you. Actually, today it's still Mother's Day here in the United States, so I've been celebrating a little today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and in Czech Republic, women can stay at home with the baby basically as long as they want. They can stay a few months, they can stay 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, which in the United States, it's not possible. So I think people from Europe should be also really grateful for this possibility, because it's not everywhere like this.
Exactly. And I think it's something very important that we can learn from this. The fact that we have many things that are great where we are, and usually we don't see those things until we go to another part of the world and we see how different things are. And maybe like you were saying, some things are better, some are worse, but appreciating those things that are good where you are, that makes a huge difference in how we experience life. And yeah, I think it's a great point.
But exactly. Excuse me, I'm interrupting you. It's like the saying that the grass is always greener somewhere, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's green right exactly where you are, but you just can't see it, or you don't pay attention to it.
Exactly. And actually, it's one of the reasons why I started the podcast, and why I think it's interesting, because I'm doing this from Romania, a place where people want to leave. Like the emigration here is the second largest one as a percentage, and the first one is Syria. Like people want to leave this place, and even so, I can still be grateful and still live a happy life and a grateful life, in spite of the fact that many people want to leave this place in search for something better. So I think it's something interesting, and I think it's something that can inspire people from all around the world. So yeah, but what got you to take on this habit, to start this gratitude journey?
I started it at the start of my different app that I downloaded. It was some kind of a self-care application, and they mentioned that gratitude actually will help you become more happy or more aware of good things in your life. And once you start expressing gratitude, it will have a great impact in your life. So I just wanted to try it. I just downloaded the app, 365 Gratitude, and I really love it. I use it every day, in the morning and in the evening. And I really, as I said, now I'm aware of more things, more good things in my life that I've been before.
That's wonderful. I was actually going to ask you, so did it deliver on the promise? Like, are you happier now that you have taken on this habit?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that now I'm happier. It's not like a magic trick. I think that everybody is happy. We just don't know it because we just don't think about it. We live in a hurry. We don't think about good things that are around us. But once we stop for a while, once we sit down and maybe with a cup of tea and think about for a few minutes about something good, what we have. So then, yeah, then you will realize that you are actually happy. Like you don't need like big things in your life, but some small things like, you know, sun is shining, you are alive, you have a cup of tea. Like this is good. This is happiness in your life. Such a quiet, nice moment that you can appreciate.
Exactly.
This is for me happiness. Small things also count.
Yeah, it's so true, because we most of the time, or a lot of the time, we're running around doing things or just being in the future, thinking about things that we would love to have in our life, and we fail to realize that we are actually happy and we are living the life that we wanted to live and we like, actually. And I think that's very interesting. This episode is sponsored by SaveTheChildren.org. Save the Children believes every child deserves a future. In the United States and around the world, we work together every day to give children a healthy start in life, the opportunity to learn, and protection from harm. We deliver lasting results for millions of children, including those hardest to reach. We do whatever it takes for children, every day and in times of crisis, transforming their lives and the future we share. Right now, the coronavirus is the biggest global health crisis of our lifetime, and it threatens children in every way. COVID-19 has already left many children without caregivers, out of school, and exposed to violence and exploitation. Children's poverty is rising. With your support, we can help children in unsafe households and help support distance learning in the face of school closures. Here are some ways your support can make a difference. Choose one or two examples of how far a donation from $5 to $50 can help vulnerable children. Baby's First Book. $5 can buy a baby's first book, providing comfort and inspiring lifelong love of learning. Healthy Meals. $5 can provide a nutritious breakfast and lunch for a child who usually relies on school for food. Learning Supplies. $50 can deliver essentials that keep kids learning while out of school, like books, activities, and supplies. 20 Healthy Meals. $50 can serve 10 hungry out-of-school children a nutritious breakfast and lunch. These are just a few examples. You can go to savethechildren.org/savekids, savethechildren.org/savekids to find out more. So let us know a little bit about how you go about this. Like, how do you manage to keep this habit? How do you manage to write each day? And you manage to write each day for such a long period of time?
To me, it's not something what would be difficult to do, because it literally takes almost no time, maybe 5 minutes a day, even if it's 2 minutes, like it doesn't matter, few minutes a day. I'm actually looking forward to sit down for a while and open the app, read the daily prompt, or maybe write down the things that were good in my life. I'm looking forward to it because this is such a nice moment to have in my day when I can just slow down. So it's not hard to keep the habit. And once you have it, once you are used to do it every day, then it becomes your second nature. And then you don't even think about it, you know, then it becomes something what you do automatically. So now I just automatically, you know, after breakfast, I just automatically open the app. I write down what I want. And in the end of the day, I open the app again and I just write down the three good things that happen each day. So I'm starting my day on a positive note. And I'm also finishing the day in a positive manner as well. And no matter what happens during the day, I'm always making sure that I did everything what I could to make sure that my day started and ended on a positive way.
Beautiful. I think that that's amazing that you're able to do this. And I love how you said that you're doing this after taking your breakfast. I think it's also a great idea to link a new habit like this to something you were doing before, because in that way it's much easier to keep it. Because you know, when after you take your breakfast, you write in the journal, and I think it's an important idea and a great idea for our listeners as well. So yeah, but how did your life change? Like, how did you did things outside of you or inside of you change? Like, who were you before taking on this habit, and who are you now with this habit?
So my husband would probably describe me as a really grumpy person. I used to be very negative, you know. I used to get angry pretty easily, but now, you know, like even when something bad happens, I just try to breathe. I try to still find something positive, still find something what I can be grateful for. So I can say that it manage my anger probably a bit. It manages my mood. So I'm less moody, I'm less angry, I'm less grumpy. And yeah, I'm just more positive person, I would say. So yeah, I think expressing gratitude changed me a little bit to better. I'm not perfect, of course. Mm-hmm. Even now, there are some moments when you know, I get angry, or I can be negative about something. It's not like it changes it completely, but still, your day will not be as bad as it used to be before. Maybe it depends what kind of person you were. It depends on your personality as well. But there is nothing bad about it. No, there will be no bad result when you start expressing gratitude. I think it can only change you in a positive way.
That's so true. And I love the fact that you mentioned your husband, and we don't usually speak about this, but it's an important side effect, the fact that we get to become better people for the ones around us, and we get to improve our relationships thanks to this. And I think it's an important part of practicing gratitude, the fact that we get to be better people and we get to be more enjoyable people, and we get to experience more gratitude and more love as well, because when we get to be a better version of who we are, it's a blessing for the people around us as well.
Yeah, definitely. I can relate to this.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, what I also wanted to ask you is, how did you actually, like, after finding that self-care app, how did you decide? Like, was it a moment when you said, okay, I'm going to do this from now until the rest of my life? Or I don't know, I'm going to try this for 1 month and see how it goes. And if it's okay, I will continue. How was the process inside of you?
I didn't have a specific goal. I just read that there is a science behind it. And I just wanted to try it. So I just tried it. And I really like it. It became my habit, and I just continued until now. And right now, I don't have any intention into stopping this, because I can see that it has a good impact in my life, and I'm enjoying it.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I think it's such a great idea, like, to just test it out and see how it works for you, how you respond to it, and if it's the thing that works for you. And one of the things that we are doing on this podcast is we're sharing many ways of practicing gratitude, and I think the best way to know if something works for you is to try it out and see if it's the right fit. And
exactly.
I think, yeah.
I usually, what I do in general when I'm trying some new activity, I'm usually trying to do a few days, like 3 weeks or 1 month. And if I see that it doesn't bring me anything good, so I might stop. But as I said, there is really nothing bad about practicing gratitude. It's it's only great.
That's so true. That's so true. And since we're nearing the end of our time together, I wanted to ask you if you have a message for our listeners. Maybe think about people that would like to take on this habit, and I don't know, maybe something you would like to tell them heart to heart.
Maybe I would like to say that everybody can start now. You don't need to wait until you get older and wiser, until you have more time, because everybody has the, you know, same time. We all have 24 hours, and it's up to us how we manage it. So you don't have to wait. You can just start doing it now, because it's free and it might take only 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So lovely, that's my message.
Yeah, lovely message. And yeah, I totally agree. We all have 24 hours, and we all have 5 minutes. Like, we can link this habit to something else that we do, and it can really make a big difference in our life. And I'm really happy to have had you on to talk about your experience. And thank you so much once again for accepting our invitation.
Yeah, I thank you that I could be a part of your podcast. It was my pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you. If we want some change, not just for the short term, but long-lasting change, we need to do small things differently each day. Not big things every once in a while, but small changes that will get us to a very different place in our life in a few weeks, in a few months, and for the next 10 or 20 years of our life. To help you on this journey, I've created this course with video lessons, with templates that you can use, with fun questions and really interesting exercises, and also a little bit of play, because once we play, once we go into that childlike state, we learn much easier, and the things that we learn stick with us for a longer period of time. Once you buy the course, you won't receive it all at once. you will receive the first week's video, the explainer of the first week, and also the first week's exercise and template that you will be able to use. But you will only get access to the second week 7 days after the first one. So you won't be overwhelmed with a lot of information. I've created it in a way in which you will be able to find the time for it. It's especially great for those of you who want to commit to changing their lives for the better. It won't be a big time commitment, but even though it won't take a lot of your time, the results will be amazing. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance or just visit the link in the description. I'm really looking forward to serving you on a deeper level, and I hope I'll be seeing you in the course forum.